Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and it is a very fun job to have. If you couldn't tell from all of the beeps, lots of stuff going on here at the company. And it starts with the videos that we've been announcing and introducing here. We've launched three new videos in just the last few days. And we've got three more videos that we're going to be introducing in the next few days. So we're going to have a total of six new videos. So we're going to go from 0 to 100 miles an hour as far as our multimedia programs. And we're very, very excited about what that's going to mean for building a business through Healthy Happy Hours, building a business and duplicating a business. And so if you haven't been checking your text messages, haven't been checking your back office, haven't been checking your emails, haven't been checking your MyPurium site, let me give you a quick update on videos. So we've got an animated video on the 10-day transformation program, which has already been introduced. We've got an animated video on our business opportunity, our referral marketing program, gift card marketing system, how simple it is to do the business. That's already been introduced. We introduced our first testimonial video, the 10-day transformation, real people, real results, real fast, with Dave Sandoval. That's been introduced. So we have two animated videos, one testimonial video, already out and available, links for you to share with other people. We've got three more videos to be introduced. We've got an animated video on the Million Mom Movement that'll be done in the next couple of days. We've got a testimonial video on our business opportunity, gift card marketing system, referral marketing. That's going to be introduced in the next few days. And we also have a testimonial video on the Million Mom Movement. So if you put that all together, we're going to have six new videos, two on the products, two on the business, two on the mission. And so that content is going to be bundled up, and it's going to be on your website as a video tour on the bottom of the MyPurium.com website. So if you look at your homepage of your MyPurium website, you'll see four big buttons on the bottom. One says 10-day transformation, one says referral marketing, one says Million Mom Movement, and the last one says redeem a gift card. So as we fill up these videos, all somebody's going to have to do is click on the first button, and they'll get both of the product videos. Click on the second button, they'll get both of the referral marketing videos. Click on the third button, they'll get both of the Million Mom Movement buttons. Click on the fourth button, and they're in the business. So that video tour right on the home page of your website is going to be a simple way to share the business. And then we're bundling up all of those videos onto a DVD that you can share in homes and on computers and on TVs, doing presentations anywhere and everywhere, anytime. And all of those videos will be going off to the duplicator early next week. So next week we should have a much better idea of when those will be available, but they certainly will be available this month. And that's why we're really excited about, you know, the fast start we've gotten off to so far this month, and importantly, what's about to happen as we move through the fall. But before we get to the main part of the training and recognition here tonight, we've got Brandy Shinoto, who's our newest crown, standing by to talk about Healthy Happy Hours, to talk about the Million Mom Movement, to talk about how she's built her business. One of the things I know Brandy's done and many people have done is promote the 10-day transformation. It's been the centerpiece of our business. That 10-day program is changing people's lives, and we've got a challenge associated with it. And tonight we're going to announce the winner of challenge number 23. It's a woman, and from a state that I'm not sure if we've had a winner from. It's from the state of Michigan, and our winner lost 9 pounds and 3.75 inches, and her name is Jennifer Bennett. So, Jennifer, I thought I heard you come on to the line earlier. If you're on the call, we'd love to hear from you. Please let us know a little bit about the transformation that you had and how your experience has been taking the Purium products. Jennifer, are you on the line?
Yes.
All right. Good, good, good. Well, a little bit of a surprise here for you tonight. Tell us a little bit about your transformation experience.
It was wonderful.
Good. Well, what were you expecting and what happened?
Well, I heard a lot of good things about it before I did it. So I was expecting good things, and I got good things.
Excellent, excellent. Well, losing 9 pounds, was that 9 pounds that you were happy to get rid of?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, and what are the best benefits then from having those 9 pounds removed from your body?
Well, just feeling healthy, having more energy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, we got another benefit for you, which is you're going to have the opportunity to go to the Native Springs Oasis and learn directly from David Sandoval, who's our owner and founder. He's going to invite you and a guest for all expenses paid, airfare, ground transportation, and everything to his retreat. And the retreats keep on getting more and more fun and more educational and more interesting. Dave, why don't you share a little bit with Jennifer as to what she can expect when she joins you and some of the other members at the Native Springs Oasis.
Well, great. Thank you, David. Could you hear me?
I can.
Good. Well, congratulations, Jennifer.
Thank you.
On both losing the 9 pounds and on winning this evening. It is our first winner from Michigan. That's great. And I don't know, what's the weather like in Michigan in October?
Well, right now it's 90-something.
No, in October. October.
Yes. I don't think it's going to last.
Yeah, okay. Well, we have a retreat coming up in October. We have others that will be next year. The time that you'll have will include a private room for you and a friend. We'll fly you out with airfare and transportation from the airport. You'll stay on my 160-acre estate that is a sacred native land. You'll have a private massage. You'll go on outings to see the giant sequoias, the tallest trees in the world, visit some mineral hot springs, possibly go on some really nice hikes and get some education, delicious food, relax in the hammock, unlimited use of the infrared sauna, there's morning yoga, and just you can create your own sort of vacation because there's no obligations other than to have a great time, and you will be, I hope, rejuvenated and feel like everyone else who has come that it was one of the best times you've had in your life.
Thank you so much.
Well, excellent. And
I look forward to having you here. Now,
well,
could I ask, are you a mom? Are you a mom? Are you a mom?
Am I what?
Oh, I don't think she could hear me.
No problem.
I was going to ask if she'd seen the Million Mom Movement Facebook page, which is building, but maybe that's an announcement for another time. But before I get off the line, I just want to say how absolutely impressed I am and proud of Brandy and Team Me. They are really doing a great job, and there's so many people within the organization doing such a great job that tonight, I think, is a night that we want to sort of honor and shine the spotlight on, you know, some of the good work that's being done by Team Lee. So, Brandy, if you're out there, great job. Keep it up. And we look forward to seeing you soon in Hawaii.
Nice. Well, good. Well, Jennifer, congratulations. And, yeah, let's do that, Dave. Let's bring on Brandy Shinoto, the head of Team Wee, and our newest crown. You know, Brandy's enrolled thousands and thousands of people on her team here over the last few months. She went immediately as she joined the company in the first couple weeks, hit the achievement rank of Green Diamond, first full month hit Black Diamond, second full month hit Red Diamond, and this third month hit the rank of Crown. So obviously she doesn't like sticking around at any given rank, always moving forward, definitely a person of action, definitely a person focused on what's next, and has helped her team drive to what's next for them. And so it's really exciting to see what's happening, not just in Hawaii, but what's been building all around the United States and Canada, but emanating from Hawaii. And so, Brandy, welcome to the call, and congratulations on this huge, huge achievement, only the second person in the company to reach the crown level.
Well, thank you so much, Dave Sandoval and David Litt. It's just been an amazing journey for the past 3 months. I just want to give my true appreciation and gratitude to Purim as a company and to our leadership team, Dave and Amy, and, of course, you, David Litt, for giving us this amazing marketing system to bring these products that are absolutely needed by the nation. They need it. Everybody in the nation needs these products. So we got these amazing products from David Sandoval. We got the Million Mile Movement from Amy Zenner, and we got this amazing marketing plan from David Litt. So, you know, the success that we're having has to do with everything that you've put in our hands to be able to take it out there and run. So I'm truly in gratitude. Thank you so much.
Well, excellent. Well, you talked a little bit about Team We and lots of folks from Team We on the call here. Let's talk a little bit about who some of the key players of Team We are, and then we'll move from there.
It's been an amazing journey. I need to tell you, our run to crown was a detailed, planned, intricate run to crown. We had 90 days, and we knew what the plan was, and we knew that in order for us to take Team We to crown, we had to find a few key leaders that were willing to go at this full time. Some of them stay-at-home moms. One of them, my brother. We had Jasmine, a stay-at-home mom. We had Tracy. She worked a full-time job, but she took the reins and she said, "Hey, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do this with you. We're going to make this run to crown together. We're going to, we're going to do this full time and make it happen." And these three people have amazingly, amazingly stepped up. And when I say step up, I just mean step up, step out, and step beyond. My brother Hale, I could not have done this without him. Hale's dedication to the team and the dedication that he has to helping everyone succeed is just absolutely, I can't believe what an amazing, amazing businessman he's turned into. I mean, he's 5 years younger than me, but I look to him for a lot of guidance, and he's been by my side the whole way. So I'm so in appreciation of Hale and his dedication and his determination and his amazing work ethic. I mean, this guy's not even 30 years old yet, and he has the work ethic of people who have been around in the industry and knows what it takes. So I love that about him. And then Jasmine Atrick, of course, she's a mother of five. I mean, just earlier this month, Jasmine Atrick said, "I'm going to do it. You know, we're going to have the most amazing team. I'm going to blow up Maui," and she did that. Within a month, she launched Maui, and I watched Maui go from one transformation, right, Helena Ross Brown, to now almost 100 transformations on Maui because of Jasmine. And then Tracy Fujikani. I mean, Tracy Fujikani's work ethic is, I call her my samurai. You know, she's my samurai. I mean, she just works it. She helps people. She gets on calls. And she was running, of course, for Green Diamond this last month. And she was at Healthy Happy Hours every single night till the end of the month until she hit her Green Diamond rank. She was in the living room. So I love that this leadership team is really about leading by example. I think early on I was mentored by people who always said the speed up the leader is the speed up the pack, and I'm blessed to have a leadership team that understands this. And then our newbie, I mean, we broke a new diamond this past month, and that is what warms my heart. You know, when I see our new leaders up and coming, and I see them strive, and I see them reach, achieve, and hit the rank that they wanted, it is like a celebration for everyone on Team We, because the next diamond is proof that we can have more and more and more diamonds to come. So that's Ursula Nihal. She's known on her Facebook page as Healthy Kona Mama. She's an amazing woman, another mother of five, who is almost about to close her brick-and-mortar business that she's been having. And she's going to be doing Purium full-time. She has her goals. She has her mission. She has her whys. And she has been lining up those ducks in fast-forward motion because she knows what she needs to do to provide for her family the kind of financial freedom they need. And she knows that her community and her state and the nation needs the help. So I'm so excited for Ursula Nihal, who's our new diamond. Of course, I have another diamond distributor that we broke last month. Many of you heard her. She gave her testimony. Her name is Deborah Werner, Deborah and Jerome Werner. Again, business owners coming out of the west side of Hawaii. They come out of the city of Waianae. Beautiful couple with a beautiful desire to help their community. Amazing, amazing things happening with them. And one thing that I love is we're able to see them have financial success. I mean, everybody knows what direct sales is about, network marketing is about. We all want to help people. But to see people, helping people and actually getting those checks in, that is what I wake up for. And, of course, a shout-out to all of our executives. Team Lee has 15-plus executives that are running for Diamond. And I have no doubt they're all going to get there. They're all going to be Diamonds. We're going to have this beautiful string of Diamonds. So my truest appreciation, gratitude, excitement, I mean, just absolutely in awe, just stoked out of my mind to be joining arms, linking hands with all of these leaders. And, of course, our directors and consultants that are reaching rank every single month. And that's what our goal is, Dave. Our goal is when somebody joins our business, when somebody joins the movement and they say, hey, I see these products. I see it's special. I see there's something different about it. And I think people need this product and I want to go to business with you guys. It's our goal to get them to consultant in a week and then to director in their first month. And it's very possible if you believe it's possible and you help dive in the right way. And that's what we're all about here with Team Lee. So shout out to Team Wellness Entrepreneurs. You guys are absolutely amazing. Back to you, Dave.
Yeah, well, that's perfect. You know, the idea of having a focus plan and to give somebody a path to run on and a goal to hit. And, you know, it's so interesting because oftentimes, you know, you hear from entrepreneurs and they the first thought is, you know, I'm going to be creative, I'm going to do my own thing and all that. And the reality is the opposite, that if you can provide somebody a path to run on and a direction and a goal like you have, then they know what to do, why they're doing it, and what they're trying to accomplish. And when all that comes together, then they can get the financial freedom, which is the benefit that they want from their business. And so it's no wonder with your enthusiasm and passion and action and focus that you've had such a success with Team We. So let's talk a little bit about Healthy Happy Hours. You know, you mentioned that with Tracy, and I know that most of your team, I know the Werner certainly over in Waianae, have done a lot of Healthy Happy Hours, and I know you spend lots of times in living rooms, in kitchens, in, you know, in all sorts of different venues doing Healthy Happy Hours. So if you could, why don't you share a little bit of ABC 123 stuff on the Healthy Happy Hour, starting with invitations. You know, how do you and how do some of your people invite people to Healthy Happy Hours?
Well, I really impressed upon the team how important it is for them to expose people before they expect people to be showing up at your home. Now, you have some people that have great influence over others, and they may be able to just get people into their home, you know, without even a thought. But the average person will have to work a little bit to get somebody there. So definitely one of the first things you want to do is you want to excite and invite them. That's the most important thing. Number one, you're going to excite and invite. So it's all about how you approach people. Take yourself out of it. Sure, you're afraid they're going to say no. Sure, you're afraid that they're going to feel like you're trying to push them into something. Sure, you're afraid that they're going to think you're trying to sell them something. Toss that out the window right now. If you expect to be successful, you got to toss out all of those preconceived judgments you have and realize what an amazing program and product we have in our hands and how much people need it. When you can come from that mindset, you can purely come with enthusiasm and ask somebody, you know, how excited they would be to check out this brand new thing called the 10-Day Transformation where they can lose 10 pounds in 10 days. If you hit them with that, they'll be stunned. They will not have anything else to say but what are you talking about? And I want to hear about it. And that's all your job is. Your job is just to excite them and invite them. And when I say invite them, of course you're going to be inviting them to the Healthy Happy Hour, but you're also inviting them to take a look at a lot of other information before they show up at the Healthy Happy Hour. So when you're inviting people, you're going to excite them. When you got them excited, you're going to let them know about your party, and then they're going to go, oh, yeah, I'll think about it. Okay, do not take that as they're really going to go home and think about it. They're just going to think about it and go home and just wonder, like, wow, my friend was super jacked about something. I wonder what that was. And they're going to go on with their life. So you got to double back on them, and you have to expose them some more. You have to say, okay, great. I'm going to send you that invitation. to your email, or I'm going to text you the details of the information, or I'm going to Facebook you to give you more information for you to look at. And they'll say, sure. When they say that, you're going to turn around and you're going to want to expose them a few times. You're going to want to send them one of our awesome videos. You choose which video you want to lead with. You're going to want to send them some information via email so they can take a look at it again. And then you're going to want to text message them and say, hey, check out that info I just sent you. Isn't it absolutely amazing? I always tell people to shy away from saying, let me know if you have any questions, because they will not let you know if they have questions. You want to say, isn't that amazing? Because the information you're giving them is amazing. 10 pounds in 10 days, who in the world has ever heard of that? In a healthy way, and then a plan to support you? You got to get really solid with what you're offering people. You got to invite them to your healthy happy hour, and you want to make sure that they've been exposed prior to walking through that door. Now, when that happens, when they come into your home, you're going to have this amazing DVD at your fingertips. Sure, right now we don't have it, but guess what you got? We got the internet. We got the internet and all of the videos that we have right now. So I encourage you to just invite people to your home. When they come into your home, you're going to, lots of times we want to have food ready. Do not prepare a full spread for people. We don't want people falling asleep at your presentation. And we don't want people overstaying their welcome. So if anything, you're going to have some light fruits, vegetables. If you want to, you're going to have some light fruits and vegetables for people to snack on. They're going to walk through the door. You're going to greet them with nice smiles and handshakes. If you got any literature, you're going to put it into their hand. You're going to let them sit there. You're going to let them soak in the information. You're going to put on your DVDs, put on your videos, get a couple people up to talk about the amazing success they're having. And then when it's time to close, you bring out the drinks. Bring out the drinks and disarm them, because people know when they're going to get closed on. People know you're going to ask them to purchase something. They're going to want to purchase because they would have sat through that presentation and saw those amazing testimonies. They're going to want it. But still, people get a little bit tense when they know they're going to get closed on. So you go ahead and you bring out that, you bring out the drinks and you let them drink and you disarm them. You talk about the taste. You talk about your success. I encourage when you have your healthy happy hours, you immediately go right up to the people you invited and sit down with them. Don't run away to the kitchen. Don't go make you water. Sit with them, because they want to know what this is about, and it's up to you to let them know what it's about. I want to talk a little bit about closing, and if you guys got pen and paper on hand, this is going to be something you're going to want to jot down. A lot of people ask me about my closing techniques. Jazza Matrix is an amazing closer. Tracy Fujikani is an amazing closer. I mean, we know we have something that people want, but sometimes people are still a little bit armed. So we have to be able to go in and hear what they need, hear what their issues are, what their objections are, what their questions are, and then show them through our program of Purium and what we have in front of them that all of their fears can be eased. And I want you to, a very simple way of looking at it is, if you kind of categorize people according to four personality types, I want you to write these four personality types down. Number one, you got your superstars. Number two, you got your brainiacs. Number three, you got the helpers. And number four, you got the grinders. So the superstars are your people that are super, super high energy. Those are the ones, when you meet with them, they're like, hey, how you doing? You know, you can introduce them. They're coming in. They're already the kind of like the star of the party. Those are the people that you're going to have to meet them at their temperature. And that's what this basic training is about. People who know how to help people get started are people who can read people's temperature and meet people at their same temperature. So when you got a superstar and you're trying to get a superstar started on your team, you better act like a superstar yourself. You better meet them at their energy. So if they're talking at this energy that I'm at, you're going to want to muster up, especially if you're a shy, quiet person, you're going to want to muster up every piece of energy you got out of you to meet them at their energy, because they respect people who are at their energy. You're also going to want to treat them like the superstar that they know they are. So when they're walking through that door and they got those beautiful bags and they got the jewelry and they got the hair done, you want to treat them like they are somebody you'd love to have on the team. How do you do that? By telling them, I would love to have you on my team. You're amazing. You have a great energy. We'd love for you to be a part of our movement. We know you could help us. Let them know you think they're a superstar and they will join your forces. Then we have the brainiacs. Our brainiacs are the people who actually really do need to know every piece of detail. So if you're coming upon a brainiac and you don't got none of your literature, you don't got no folder, you don't got nothing to show them, then you may fall short when you're trying to help get a brainiac started in your team. So you want to make sure that you always have a getting started kit with you. I always carry a getting started pack with me. I order a bunch of them so that I have them ready for my brainiacs. Because my brainiacs got to know every single piece of information, and I ain't going to tell them that. But you want to make sure you have the literature for them. Brainiacs will not be closed on the spot, so don't be discouraged. Don't try to force the brainiac to close them on the spot because you lose that sale. The brainiacs are the only ones that will legitimately mean it when they say, I got to go home and think about it. So you're going to have to follow up on your brainiacs. Then we've got the helpers. How do you recognize our helpers? Our helpers are the ones that after the presentation, they come up to you and they shake your hand and they want to give you a hug and they say, hey, I love the fact that you're helping others. I love this amazing team. They use words like team. They use words like community. They want to be a part of the movement because they want to help others. So sometimes one of the worst things you can do with a helper is immediately try to shove down financial benefits down the throat of a helper. Helpers want to know that they're helping others, that they're a part of the community, and they're bringing a greater good to the earth before they hear about the money. And when you can recognize those helpers, you talk to them about the people they can help. You talk to them about the people they can touch on this planet. And you show them that the way that's going to happen is by them enrolling and getting gift cards. Because the only way they can help other people is by offering them $50 gift cards. So you make sure to recognize your helpers when they start talking about team and community. And lastly, we got the grinders. The grinders are the people who just want to know the plan and are ready to go to work. These are people that respond to words like system and procedure. They love knowing about the system. The grinders are the people who understand that, look, show me the plan and I'll go to work. Grinders like to know about money, but they also like to know that it's not going to take up a whole bunch of their time because that's what they do day in and day out. If they're a grinder, they're probably grinding day in and day out doing something else, but they are willing to look at how Purim is going to fit into their business if you have the plan. So if you don't have the plan with our grinders, you've got to make sure to get them to somebody who knows the plan. And if you can look at personalities in this simple four-step way, then you can absolutely help increase your closing ratio and help increase touching people's lives with this amazing product with health and wealth. Back to you, Dave.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of valuable information, really big, big insights as to how to be effective. And that's what it's all about. I mean, you know, nobody's in this business to work hard, even if you're a grinder. You're not in the business to work hard. You're in the business to have an outcome. And so to be more effective, there were some real gems of information there about how to identify people's personality types and how to relate to them in the specific instance of, you know, the end of the healthy happy hour. You know, you mentioned the term movement, and so as we wrap up the call here, you know, in addition to the new videos, we're looking at putting together, as Dave mentioned, a Facebook page and some social media around the Million Mom Movement. You know, Dave Sandoval is a speaker that is well-respected, well-known, in high demand. He's a radio, TV personality. He's great in all different media forms, and he's out there right now. People want him on their radio show. People want him on their TV show. And so what he's done is accelerated the plan for putting together some social media around Million Mom Movement. Now, we're not launching it this week, but Dave, if you want to give just a sneak preview of what's going to be happening here later in the month around the Million Mom Movement, and then we'll turn it back to Brandy, and she can talk about how she uses the movement to get people moved. But Dave, why don't you talk a little bit about your game plan for social media for Million Mom Movement?
Rock and roll, Brandy. Way to go, man. Great stuff. Everybody listening, I bet and hope that you are taking notes. Now, here's the thing. We got to get people excited. We got to get people excited about being part of something. Those helpers, every single one of the personality types she described have a place in the Million Mom Movement, okay? And so the Million Mom Movement is, again, it's, we're looking for a million moms, but we're going to build that number because we want 1,000 women in 100 cities who are willing to change 10 lives. But we have got an idea. David Lett and his beautiful wife and myself and Amy, we put our heads together and we decided that social media is the way to go. Now, We're lucky that many people have been working behind the scenes gathering information, and nobody's done a better job of that than Fernanda Litt. And so she is going to take a significant amount of information. She's been gathering, cataloging, archiving, segmenting, and really for the purpose of education, so that when the world was ready to discover this, that they would have an encyclopedic, immediate encyclopedic knowledge, seriously. And so that encyclopedia of knowledge has got to be handled delicately. So here's our plan. Once we know that the Facebook page is easy to navigate, easy to understand, we're going to start a pledge drive. Now, each of you who take the pledge, you're going to be encouraged to go to the site, take the pledge, and then once you've taken the pledge, explain why you took the pledge. By taking the pledge, you simply say, I took the pledge, and here's why. And then you ask 10 other women. You make it your personal responsibility to go and find 10 other women, or as I jokingly said, a couple of mothers like me who just want to get the good job done. So you just go and find us, 10 people who want to take the pledge and want to change the world for whatever reason to get involved in this movement, whether it's because they hate GMOs, whether it's because they love kids, whether it's because they want a good fight and they don't mind jumping in because they're activists. We don't care. We want everybody under this umbrella who gives a darn about the future of the planet and the people who live on it. And so we're calling it the Million Mile Movement. In about a week, maybe 10 days, we're going to have an engine that will track the pledge drive. So we're asking for your patience while you put that engine together. You can still visit the beta site. You can still get excited. But let's wait to really go crazy on the pledge side until we got the engine. Is that the way you see it, David?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, we're putting the information in place, like you say, education and inspiration. And so it's a way to approach people. And next week we'll have a lot more information about, you know, the pledge drive concept and how you can plug into it. And so, yeah, I you know, we're not going to be promoting the page yet, but it's there, and it's there because you've moved it up on the priority list, rightfully so, and I'm glad you have. So it's exciting stuff. So, you know,
yes,
let me
go,
turn it back over
you know, peruse it, and check it out. But you know, you can even go and post some of your favorite stuff, you know, submit it in the post by others and say, check out this article, check out this. And if we think for whatever reason that it's not consistent or appropriate, we will probably remove it and ask you, you know, or tell you why. But for the most part, it's an open forum. Only if we, for whatever reason, think something's inappropriate, too controversial, you know, might, you know, get the FDA or anybody else really, you know, really coming on us hard. We're going to have to be careful of that. But we want it to be an open forum where the public gets involved and especially gets involved in bringing more and more and more people into the forum so that we could create, you know, the term viral is overused, but we want to create a movement, you know, not just people saying like, not just people, you know, seeing it, people acting upon it. And I think by having them take the pledge and encouraging them to get 10 other people to take the pledge, this is the way that something could truly go viral with us inspiring it. If we get just 1,000 Purium members getting 10 people to take the pledge, that's 10,000 that get 10,000, and all of a sudden we've hit a pretty significant number.
Nice. Well, good stuff.
That's
well,
a million right there.
Yeah. So, you know, more exciting stuff on this. Brandy, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you promote the movement and why people should get involved from a movement perspective rather than a product or a business perspective. How do you identify, and that'll help us to close out the call.
Yeah, well, I agree with everything Dave just said. I mean, it's a truly huge movement. We don't have to do too much, and people will be drawn to it, but I do agree that social media is the way to go right now. The reason why I believe that is because where are all our mamas? Our mamas are so busy taking care of their babies. Our mamas are so busy running around. Our mamas are so busy taking care of other people that they don't always have time for themselves. And from a social media standpoint, our mamas are on Facebook because that's the best quickest and easiest way for them to keep up with their friends. So Facebook is the way to do it when it comes to looking for women who are going to be attracted to our Million Mom Movement. And as you know, Jasmine Atrick is one of my green diamonds, and she is an absolute supporter of the Million Mom Movement. That is what truly touched her heart. And her whole team is being built off of this Million Mom Movement. Whenever I meet up with her people or she gets me on calls and, you know, I get to meet some of her team members, it's always about the Million Mom Movement. And the thing that, you know, like for myself, you know, I'm not a mother, but I definitely am a part of the Million Mom Movement. And when somebody asked me to articulate the Million Mom Movement, other than 1,000 women in 100 markets looking to help 10 families change their diet, basically this is how we look at it, and I love it. I love it when I kind of articulate in this way, and, you know, you guys, I like to share this with the team. They can take it or they cannot take it. But basically when I'm talking with somebody and I'm explaining to them this Million Mom Movement, I'll tell them, hey, we're looking for moms that are interested in getting their families off the processed foods. Is that you? And they'll say, yes, of course that's me. I've been wanting to, but it's so hard and it's so expensive and I don't know how. Okay, great. Well, a part of this Million Mom Movement, we're also looking for mothers that not only want to get their families off of processed food, we're also looking for mothers that want to start to look better, that don't want to accept this baby weight that never came off their body, mothers who want to bring sexy back, who feel like they're just a little too young to start looking like their own mother. Is that you? And of course they say, yes, that's me. My baby was here. I gave birth to my baby 3 years ago, and it's too long for me to be using that excuse. I want to take the weight off. I say, great. And lastly, we realize that a lot of mothers are, you know, are busy taking care of the families. We got mamas nowadays who are working full-time. We got mamas who stay home but are still understanding that it's really necessary for them to create income for their family. Even my full-time mothers are still looking for ways to create income, and there's no way they could take on a second job. So I say, are you a mama that is looking for a way to, you know, bring an additional income stream into her family's income? And she will say, yes, absolutely. So I'll say, well, great. You just fit our three criteria. Number one, you're a mom that wants to get her family off of processed food. You want to bring sexy back, and you want to help your family by bringing in an extra stream of income. You qualify for this Million Mom Movement. Let's get you started. And then we show them the plan. And I don't know a mother across the nation that would not agree to this raising two hands, Dave.
Well, that's great. Well, I love that pre-qualification. It's very, very simple. And, you know, as you say, almost everyone is going to say yes. And once they do say yes, they're saying yes with enthusiasm. And that's the thing that's as exciting, is that you've, you know, hit on some hot buttons, opened up their perspective, and they're ready not only to join, but to join a movement that's beyond just products, that's just beyond just business. They're ready to get into action. They're ready to listen to the game plan, the system. And as you say, let's get the consultant in a week and director in a month. And they're off and running before they know what's going on. And that's what we want. We want enthusiastic people and creating a mission. And so I'm so excited about where we're positioned right now. I'm so pleased with the amount of money and time and energy that Dave and Amy have put into this company. 6 videos in 6 days, basically. You know, but behind the scenes, there were months and months and tens of thousands of dollars put in to make those videos available for you. And I'm excited about where we're positioned with this Million Mom Movement. We're ahead of the issue. So I know this call has gone a long time, but I can tell you, I was on the edge of my seat the entire time. I could listen to Dave and Brandy talk all night long. So, you know, talk about superstars, talk about action players. You know, you're on a team filled with superstars and action players. No matter where you are in the business, you know, you have access to great information, great products, great tools, and a movement that really is meaningful. And so take advantage of that. Use this inspiration to take some action today. Use the tools that we're putting out to set up some healthy happy hours, get people in front of the information. And it's just going to get better and better and bigger and bigger. And so we're looking for superstars, we're looking for grinders, we're looking for nurturers, we're looking for, you know, even the brainiacs. We're looking for everybody who's ready to go do something with us, and I'm ready to go. I mean, tonight I'm more excited than I was yesterday and more excited than the day before that. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Congratulations again, Brandy, to you and your team and all that you've done. Dave, thanks so much for being on the call, and sharing the inspiration of the Million Mom Movement and accelerating that process and giving us the tools necessary to build a big business. So great stuff. And tomorrow night we've got our Meet the Owners call, I believe. Dave, you and Amy on the call tomorrow night?
I believe we are, yes. It's the first Tuesday of the month. I got a surprise announcement since we got so many of our friends from Hawaii on the line. I'm planning on going from Oahu to Maui as a little bonus run. And if there's anybody who wants to put together something there, I understand we've got, you know, some rising stars, 100 people who have been through the transformation. I think that that is deserving of me going there, not to mention I have some good friends who live there. So I'd like to just let Maui know that I'm coming there. You don't have to see me, but, you know, I'm coming anyway.
Well, good. Well, in October, we're doing an event in Oahu, and I guess we're doing an event in Maui as well. So we'll get that all set up and coordinated and communicated. And join us tomorrow night, whether it's Dave and Amy or Dr. Mike. We got some great product information 1 hour earlier, and then Dave and I are on every Thursday night with our business opportunity presentation. And that business opportunity presentation is getting pretty darn easy because of all the momentum and the success that we've got and all the bells and whistles we've got. It's pretty easy to get somebody excited about this business now. So thanks so much for listening in, staying on. This is a much longer call than we normally have, but I hope you found it as valuable as I did. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Brandy. And have a good night. Catch you tomorrow. Bye now. Oh, and congratulations to Jennifer.